spreading truth and knowledge. If you have ever talked to doctors in the hospitals, you may find that many of them are quite serious and speak in a range of terms that may be difficult to understand. But Zhang Wenhong, the leader of the Shanghai team of experts in the treatment of novel coronavirus pneumonia, is one of the exceptions. He caught the public's attention for his recent frank and funny speech. Zhang's words first went viral on the internet after he said in late January that he had dispatched doctors and nurses who are members of the Communist Party of China to frontline hospitals to treat coronavirus cases. When becoming CPC members, we vowed that we would always prioritize people's interests in the face of difficulties, Zhang said. This is the moment we live up to the pledge. All CPC members must rush to the front line. No bargaining. Such a hardcore declaration of his attitude won widespread applause among internet users. A person's morals are witnessed most in a critical situation. Nothing could win more recognition from the people than the down-to-earth behaviour of the CPC members, said Yang Haiyan, a 32-year-old Shanghai resident. 1 month later, when Zhang advised local residents to reduce the risk of spreading the virus by staying at home, he said in Shanghai dialect, "If you don't stop seeing friends, you will see them again in the ICU." Though chased by the media, Zhang described himself as a medical worker who must speak out now, but will return to keeping a low profile after the outbreak ends. "I spoke because of the fear among the public, owing to limited knowledge of the contagion," said Zhang on February 26. "However, once the curtain of this coronavirus incident falls, it may be hard to find me. I'll just hide myself in a corner, studying complicated patient cases and doing some reading, silently."